News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Okay, from next August, women aged 17 to 25 years old will be able to access free contraception. And while the plan has been largely welcomed, the age limits on the scheme have been questioned in the days since it was announced. Speaking yesterday, Junior Health Minister Mary Butler defended the government's decision not to provide free contraception to girls under 17.
I do believe that as the age of consent in Ireland is 17, we could end up with legalistic challenges if we were to ensure that it was free at the point of access for younger people younger than 17.
Okay, that was Junior Minister Mary Butler there. To discuss this further, we're joined by Rebecca Moynihan, Labour Senator, and Eimear Tobin, and Aintu Councillor for Meath. Rebecca, can I start with you first? Doesn't Mary Butler have a point there? How can the state supply free contraceptives to children when the state laws say they're not legally allowed to have sex?
Well, it's doctor's visits that are allowable under the scheme, and already doctors prescribe to people under the age of 16 with parental consent. And I think if there's legal advice that says that you can't sell contraception or provide contraception to anybody under the legal age of consent, I think that has implications for a whole host of other people, including chemists, including shops.
But you know the point I'm making, though. The state says the age of consent is 17, and people are saying let's give contraceptives to people under the age of 17. There is an obvious contradiction there, and a potentially legal contradiction.
Well, I'm not sure if there's a legal contradiction, and I think if there's legal advice on the matter, which Mary Butler referred to, I certainly think that we should publish it. And I think the whole realms of medical consent, if you get parental consent, you can get access to contraception. And there has been guidelines published in the UK around it, which basically says that, you know, if people are going to continue to be sexually active, regardless of getting access to contraception, it's up to the doctor to be able to give contraception. So I do think that we have to be realistic about this.
Okay.
And there are some people under the age of 17 that are sexually active. And this recommendation comes out of the 8th Committee, which is essentially to try and bring down the number of unplanned pregnancies. And I think that we have to keep that in mind.
Okay, I want to bring in Eimear Tobin. Eimear, what's your take? How do you feel about the idea of giving free contraception to under 17s?
Well, I suppose when we're talking about under 17, we're talking about 14, 15, 16-year-olds. So, you know, we're talking about children here. So I think it's a step too far. It's a bit of potential government overreach if it was ever to come in at this stage. I suppose underage sex is not just about, you know, preventing a pregnancy, even though this is where the focus currently is probably being placed on it. It's all the whole other side of negative outcomes that may be associated with underage sex. But primarily, you know, we're talking about children. We're talking about, you know, we know what happens, but I suppose our laws should not, you know, seek to normalise what does happen. Our laws should seek to try and protect children. And in these instances, you know, we don't want to be seen to rubber stamp or to normalise, you know, sexual behaviour under the age of 17.
Okay, how about that, Rebecca Moynihan? How about that our laws shouldn't normalise sexual underage sexual activity?
I really don't think in the area of unplanned pregnancies that we should be trying to apply moral judgments and standards to it. I find it quite striking that the people who seem to be against people under 17 getting access to contraception in order to try and reduce the number of underage teenage pregnancies are exactly the same people who are anti-choice and will quite happily.
Yeah, okay. We're not going into the abortion debate now here.
It actually does come out of the 8th Committee recommendations. So it's a pretty central part of it, and that's where this initiative came out of.
Let Eimear Tobin respond to that.
I suppose Rebecca would mention people, but, you know, I think it's really, really important. It's children we're talking about here. And, you know, it's a minefield for an awful lot of children in modern day Ireland in terms of social media, mental health issues, pressures, peer pressures, premature sexualisation, all of that. And, you know, we're not talking about a moral judgment here. We're talking about protecting children. My focus is on, you know, children to feel that they have the option to discuss all this with their parents, not that it is a government decision, slightly bypassing parental guidance on this.
All right, how about that, Rebecca? Bypassing parents?
It's actually not
a moral judgment. It's about protecting children.
So there's two things. I think you protect children by making sure that they're not exposed to unplanned pregnancies. And I think that there's a practical element that comes into that. And I'm just going to read from the Euthanasia guidelines that are operated
very
briefly. Lords. Okay. The girl will understand their advice. They cannot persuade them to inform their parents. They're very likely to continue having sexual intercourse with or without contraceptive treatment. And they're the guidelines that UK GPs follow. I think we need to be practical.
Okay, Emer Tobin, how about that?
And look at the main.
All right, Rebecca, we know we have your point. Emer Tobin, how about that?
Well, the point is that, you know, the focus is too much on preventing pregnancy. As I said before, there's so many other issues around this entire subject. A lot of these children are out of their depth. They're not equipped to deal with the fallout of other aspects of sexual activity at this age. You know, it kind of sounds in Rebecca's kind of presentation there that, you know, they're all, you know, knowingly aware of the whole emotional attachment that is around all of this. And, you know, it's not just a cut and dry thing of we don't want, you know, underage children presenting with pregnancies.
Okay.
There's the whole other side of the conversation that I feel has been left out of this issue.
All right, we do have to leave it there. Rebecca Moynihan, Labour Senator, and Eber Tobin, AIMTO Councillor for Meath. Thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know your views. 52106 at a cost of 30 cents.